Good morning, sunshine. This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Monday, August 17th. And boy, do we have a full plate for you today. Grab your coffee, or your café con leche. Let's be real, because we're diving in. Let's start with the story everybody's watching like a hawk, Carraízo. Overnight, the reservoir dropped 6 more centimeters, landing at 37.76 meters. That puts it 0.76 meters above the control line, and at the current pace, we're looking at roughly 12.7 days before things get tighter. And get this, in a separate tracker update, Day 9 of monitoring showed another 3-centimeter dip, down to 37.82 meters, 0.82 meters above the line, with about 27.3 days of cushion at that pace. Numbers, numbers, I know, but here's the bottom line. Your water supply is under real pressure, and it's worth paying attention. Speaking of water pressure, literally, Loíza's mayor is not mincing words. With half the municipality under water rationing right now, the mayor is calling on the governor to replace AAA's management altogether. That's a serious ask, born out of a serious situation for families who are living day to day without reliable water. We'll be watching how the administration responds. Now, on a related note, DACO wants your help. They're urging consumers across the island to report any business jacking up prices on water-related items during this price freeze. So if you spot somebody gouging you on bottled water or anything water-related, don't just grumble about it, report it. DACO's got your back, but they need your eyes and ears too. Now I need to pause here, because two stories today deserve nothing but our full seriousness and care. In Vieques, a woman has come forward saying she was assaulted and injected with an unknown substance. That is deeply disturbing, and our hearts go out to her. We'll continue following this story as more details emerge, and we hope for her safety and recovery. And over in Humacao, at the La Ola sector of Punta Santiago Beach, a suspicious object resembling a mine was found this Monday. Authorities are aware, and if you're anywhere near that stretch of coastline, please listen to guidance from officials and keep your distance. Safety first, always. That's a lot to carry this morning, Puerto Rico. But that's exactly why we show up for you every day, to keep you informed, connected, and ready for whatever the day brings. That's your 787 Daily for Monday, August 17th. For every detail on every story we covered today, head to 787daily.com. It's all there waiting for you. And before you go, here's your Puerto Rico fun fact for today. Roberto Clemente was the first Latin American player inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, go make it a good one. Catch you tomorrow.